The Environmental Protection Agency says there is an alphabet soup of contaminants at Sparrows Point, from arsenic, benzene, and coal tar to manganese, xylene, and zinc. Aaron Tamarchio is the vice president of operations for Sparrows Point Terminal LLC, which purchased the site last year. Tamarchio hears it from people who believe Sparrows Point is an environmental disaster area.
There was a Verizon contractor that we were trying to get on site, and you know, his comment also across the phone was, "I'm not coming on site. That's a toxic wasteland." And you know, we had to say, "Well, wait a minute. We're working here." So,
but make no mistake, there is a lot to clean up at Sparrows Point. According to the EPA, there is contamination on the land, in streams, and in groundwater. Barbara Brown is overseeing the cleanup for Maryland's Department of the Environment. She says a big challenge is dealing with the sheer size of the point.
When you actually put boots on the ground or drive around and to see the scale of the property is amazing.
So, where to start? There are hot spots, places at Sparrows Point where steel making was especially dirty business, like the coke ovens which spewed contaminants into the groundwater. Those pollutants can then make their way into Bear Creek and the Patapsco River. Paul Smale is an attorney with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. He says that poses a danger for people who live nearby.
There are people that you know, fish and crab, and some people swim and recreate in those waters, and that's a critical thing.
Sparrows Point Terminal LLC is giving $3 million for the offshore cleanup. They say that money is a goodwill gesture because they're not responsible for what may have run off of Sparrows Point before they owned it. The owners believe they can clean up the property in just a couple of years. They've set aside $48 million to do it, and they've agreed to pay more if need be. All plans for the cleanup need to be approved by Maryland's Department of Environment. Attempts to clean up Sparrows Point go back decades, but they happened in fits and starts because the property kept changing hands. Brown at MDE says right now, groundwater is being cleaned using a process that's kind of like blowing bubbles in a milkshake. The stuff they want to get rid of ends up in the air bubbles.
And then when they rise to the surface, they're collected by basically suction from a vacuum pump.
Not all of Sparrows Point needs to be cleaned up. Some of it may be fit for development sooner rather than later. On a driving tour of the site, you come across a place with streets laid out in a grid. Much of it is overrun by Phragmites, tall, invasive plants that grow like crazy once they take hold. But before the Phragmites, people lived here. It was a town. So they should be able to redevelop that land soon while other parts of Sparrows Point are being cleaned up. Smale says he's delighted with the new ownership, but adds the Chesapeake Bay Foundation will be watching to make sure Sparrows Point Limited LLC and the state take the time to do this right.
That honors the legacy of the people that work there, and it does right by the bay and by the tributaries that feed into the bay.
The state and the EPA will update the cleanup at a public meeting at 6 p.m. February 26th at the North Point Branch Library in Dundalk. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.